You've tried the color-coded calendar, the perfect time blocks, the CEO day, but your week still feels like a mess. Every day you're juggling client calls, email fires, and last-minute requests that derail your plans. You thought time blocking would bring structure, but it's only added more pressure. In this episode, we're digging into why time blocking doesn't work for many business owners, and what to do instead. I'll walk you through how to align your calendar with your actual energy, use flexible planning containers, and still get things done, even when life throws you a curveball. If your calendar keeps falling apart, you're not broken. You just need a smarter system. Let's dive in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Hello, hello, and welcome back, small business owners. So glad you're here. Today, I want to dive into time blocking, but specifically why it's not working for you. Now, let me preface this to say, if you're doing time blocking and it's working great, don't change what you're doing. But for those of you out there who are pulling your hair out and stressed about why you can't make time blocking work, this episode's for you. So if you're a small business owner, you've probably tried to get your schedule under control with time blocking. Maybe you've set up theme days, you've tried to batch tasks, you've assigned everything a color, and on paper or on the screen, it looks beautiful. But then the week hits. A client emails with a quick question. Your inbox explodes. You're pulled into a meeting. And suddenly that perfect schedule, whoop, got out the window. You're behind, your energy is shot, and you're wondering why this method that everyone swears about just isn't clicking for you. Today, we're going to unpack what's really happening when time blocking fails and how to plan your week in a way that actually supports how you work, not just how your calendar looks. I don't know about you, but I used to treat my Google Calendar like a work of art. Color-coded blocks, neat recurring events, CEO time on Mondays, client delivery on Thursdays, like I had a system. And when I looked at it, I felt productive. Great, look at all this structure. Look at how well I've planned. Yes, I love planning. But then the actual week would roll around. And suddenly I'd find myself rushing to finish something, to run to a client call, pushing a deep work block onto tomorrow, rescheduling a task for what, the third time? And somehow working late again, even though I had wrapped work up by 4, boldly blocked on my calendar. If you've been there, if you've created a schedule that looks great in theory, but completely falls apart in real life, then this episode is for you. Because here's the deal, time blocking doesn't work when you're managing energy more than time. And as small business owners, especially if you're a team of one or a very small team, your energy is getting pulled in a million directions all day long. You're not just executing tasks, you're decision making, you're problem solving, your context switching, and dealing with all the invisible labor of running the business. So let's back up a little bit and look at what's really going on when time blocking fails. Your time blocks aren't broken because of poor planning. They're broken because they don't account for your energy. And energy is your most valuable and most limited resource. Let me give you a real example. A while ago, I had a day mapped out that looked perfect on paper. Deep work in the morning, client calls midday, admin and email in the afternoon. But that morning, I woke up just completely foggy. You know, the kind of mental tired where you reread the same sentence 3 times and still can't remember what it said? Yeah, I was there. So I sat there in my focus block time, trying to write something strategic, and just kept dragging the cursor around the page. Nothing was landing. And that's when it kind of hit me. My calendar wasn't built for me. It was built for the version of me I wanted to show up. You know, the fully charged, the mentally clear, and always operating at 100%. But that's not real life. What actually changed things for me was shifting from managing time to managing energy. So every time we block out time for a task, we assume we'll have the same energy at 10 a.m. on Wednesday that we did when we planned it on Sunday night. But spoiler alert, that's not how we humans work. You've probably had days where you had the time, but not the mental capacity. You sat down to do that important thing and you just couldn't get into it. Your brain was foggy, your focus was gone, you kept bouncing between tasks, and nothing was sticking. That's because we tend to plan around ideal conditions, you know, the best-case version of ourselves. The version of you who's well-rested, focused, hydrated, and not being peppered by 17 Slack notifications all at the same time. But we don't often plan around reality. You know, the version of you who just came out of a client fire, who didn't sleep well last night, who's behind on admin tasks, or who has decision fatigue from juggling everything. Time blocking assumes your energy is constant. But for most of us, especially if you're neurodivergent, or if you're a caregiver at home, or you're managing any health issues yourself, energy is the real variable. So instead of trying to force ourselves to fit the schedule, I want you to flip the approach. Start by finding what I call your golden hours, the time of the day when you consistently feel most alert and focused. Maybe it's 8 to 10 in the morning, right after your first coffee. Maybe it's a weird time at 1 p.m. when your brain randomly kicks into gear. Everyone is different, and so I want you to figure out when's your time when you're consistently most alert and focused. For me, I know I do my clearest thinking early in the morning when I first start my day. That's when I'm best at writing, strategy work, and anything that needs creativity or problem solving. And so I block that time off. Not for meetings, not for inbox time, not for tiny admin tasks, but for that high leverage work that requires high energy from me. And I defend that time ruthlessly. Not in a hustle kind of way, but in a protect your best resource kind of way. If someone tries to schedule something there, it's an absolute no, unless it's an urgent matter. If I start drifting toward email or Canva during that time, I need to gently redirect myself because I know those 2 hours are worth more to me than any other part of my day. Protect those golden hours like your business depends on them, because it does. So no calls, no meetings, no, can I just pick your brain for a quick sec? Mm-mm. These are your sacred hours for strategic thinking, deep work, or anything that requires real focus. You'll be amazed at what you can accomplish in 2 hours of high-energy focus versus 5 hours of low-energy multitasking. Okay, so you've picked your golden hours. Now, what about the rest of your day? Well, here's where we ditch the rigid time blocks and use what I call containers. So instead of assigning exact tasks to exact hours, like write newsletter from 10 to 11, post to Instagram from 11 to 11:30, you're actually going to set containers for different types of work. So your calendar might have a block that says creative work, or admin and email, or client delivery. This gives you a structure. You're still being intentional about what you're doing, but it also gives you the flexibility to adjust based on your energy, your mood, or what's most urgent that day. It's the difference between saying, I have to do this exact task at this exact time, versus I'm setting aside space for this type of work, and I'll choose what fits best when I get there. This works especially well when your day is unpredictable or your brain doesn't work well under rigid expectations. These containers give some structure without boxing you in too much. It lets you adapt based on how you're feeling that day, but still honoring what the priorities are. Okay, so this sounds good. What happens when life throws a curveball? Because guaranteed it will at some point. You'll either get sick, a client will call or reschedule or cancel, a family emergency will pop up, you get distracted or you hit a wall, or quite frankly, you just need a break. There will be days when your energy crashes, when your kid is homesick, when you stare at a blank document and nothing comes to your mind. That doesn't mean you're doing it all wrong. It just means you're not a robot. You are not ChatGPT. Your calendar needs to flex with real life, or it will break every time reality shows up. So if your current system isn't working, it's not because you're undisciplined or disorganized. It's because your calendar was built around an idealized version of you. And what you actually need is a plan that actually supports the real you. The you who runs a business, who answers emails, who handles curveballs, and still wants to feel like a person at the end of the day. That's what energy-based planning gives you. It's a way to be productive without expecting yourself to operate like a machine. One client of mine recently switched from rigid time blocks to this idea of containers. She's a practicing physician and also a coach with a vibrant group coaching programs, and her days are anything but predictable. We adjusted her schedule to create containers for different parts of her week, where she had the opportunity to work on strategy or high-level tasks, and other containers for content creation and admin tasks. We also created a simple itemized, categorized checklist of tasks she needs to focus on. And once she stopped trying to, quote, do the perfect schedule and started protecting her golden hours for working on strategy, higher level tasks, she noticed she didn't feel behind all the time. Her calendar was now working for her instead of against her. And that, my friends, is what we're going for. So here's your invitation and action plan for this week. Don't throw out your calendar. Just use it a little bit differently. So start by identifying your golden hours. When do you feel naturally sharp and focused? And if you don't know yet, spend a few days paying attention. You're going to start to see patterns. Then pick one task or project that deserves your best energy and block that into your golden hours. use containers for the rest of your day instead of locking yourself into task-by-task blocks. Let your energy guide exactly what you'll tackle inside those containers. And when things shift or derail, because they will, don't beat yourself up. Look at what needs to move, make the adjustments, and keep going. You're not failing at time blocking. You're just outgrowing it, and that's a good thing. Because when you align your work with your energy, everything gets easier. Focus sharpens, tasks feel lighter, you get more done in less time, and without that drained, stretched too thin feeling. That's how you stop spinning your wheels. That's how you move from exhaustion to momentum. Not by doing more, but by doing it differently. If this conversation hit home, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me an email and let me know, what are your golden hours? What's one shift you're making to plan around your energy? And if you're feeling like your business is running you instead of the other way around, and you want help building systems that actually support you, then let's talk. I work with small business owners who are ready to work smarter with more clarity, less burnout, and a whole lot more intention. You can book a call with me to see what that would look like. Just check the show notes. Until next time, protect your energy. It's the most powerful asset you have. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.